Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome on back into Talkback here on your Monday morning. I'm Al Quartermont along with Sandra McQuain. Glad you all could be with us today. Hope you've had a good weekend, and we got a lot of good stuff for you ahead this week. This hour, we still continue to have open line for you at 442-8255, anything you'd like to talk about. So, one of the big stories of the weekend, the House passing the funding bill that will send aid once again to the tune of $60 billion to Ukraine, as well as money for Israel, Taiwan. You know who's getting no money for border security? The United States! But why would we want that? So, meanwhile, a lot of talk and discussion over the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, who clearly had to rely on the Democrats to get the bill done. And if there's an enduring image that will be etched in my brain from this moment, it will be what happened after the vote was taken and the bill passed, and you had all of these people in the House waving flags of Ukraine. When the hell is the last time we've seen Democrats wave American flags?
You know what? So a lot of folks know you and I do not collaborate before a show to come up with show prep. We independently prepare just so that the show is much more fluid. But we are so much alike, because that was my big takeaway from the weekend as well, yeah. Was the Ukrainian flags. You know, or why didn't they, when they passed aid for Israel, did we see the Israeli flag? Yes, where was the American flag? It's the Americans that are doing this to help Ukraine and doing this to help Israel and in the Indo-Pacific. That was the indelible image I had as well from the weekend. And Mike Johnson, it's kind of interesting. You know, is he going to be on the right side of history with this? Maybe. But it was very clear. You know, I always watch the Sunday shows, and you know, it's very clear though he has his deal cut, and the Democrats will, if there is a motion to vacate filed, they will not support it. They will help him retain that speakership through the end of the term.
Right.
I mean, Ro Khanna has said, I will not support that. He's a Democratic member, and so it's very clear the deal has been cut to keep him in that seat.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. So. It's just wholeheartedly disappointing to see what has happened with his speakership. And we've talked about this a little bit last week. Nothing changed over the weekend. In fact, even worse, as far as my opinion of the situation. Just because here's a guy, before he became speaker, was pretty vocal against sending continued support to Ukraine. So, I don't know.
And, you know, we don't know. I mean, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit. You know, he sits in national intelligence briefings now that he may not have had access to previously, that could perhaps have changed his mind. And clearly, I mean, that those bills, you know, there is a new axis of evil in this country or in this world, with Russia, China, Iran all supporting and helping each other. And so I can absolutely see why you would want to invest in the defenses for those countries trying to fight and fend that off. Where the money comes from, I do not know, because we tend to spend money and we never have the offset.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we know where it comes from. It just gets added to the national debt. So, and like one of our speakers noted the other day, they can't stop now. Now, if you try to stop it, it'll collapse everything, and which is eventually coming, but it is a mess. It is a mess.
But to that point, too, it's disappointing that the House could not hold firm to get their border security.
Right.
If this was so critical to national security and global security, you would think that the House, and they needed the House votes, they could have held firm on the border,
yeah,
and withheld that funding until that was all put into one piece of legislation. Yes, you could sit there and say the Senate wouldn't pass it, the President wouldn't sign it, but if that aid was that important for national security, you would think there could have been some way there to get that through.
I don't know. I'm just shaking my head. And then the optics of it, especially with the Ukrainian flags flying in the people's house. It's not the people's house anymore. It's, it probably hasn't been for a while. It's the special interest house. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of money is to be made on war. And when you look at these major corporations headed by companies like BlackRock and the money where it goes to, and where the money goes to the politicians who are voting on these things, it's just a cesspool. It is. I don't know that I've ever felt this disheartened about the condition of our country. And if Donald Trump does not win, whether I would even want to vote for him this year or not, if he doesn't win and we get four more years of this, I don't know. So, not trying to sound pessimistic, but it's kind of a make or break moment, I feel, for like our country.
So. I can't disagree with you, and you know, and we definitely want to take up Trump with what's going on in New York, but I want to back up to the legislation where they threw in the TikTok ban.
Uh-huh.
They gave them a year. You know, originally it was 6 months, and that, so that would have had to been dealt with this year. So my theory on the TikTok is, just like everything else, they'll kick that can down the road. They're just going to get past. It was an old, oh, look what we did to, you know, limit the Chinese access to data through TikTok. They'll end up delaying that. A bill with a year expert, you know, a year.
Right.
That'll never happen.
Plus, I mean, I'm sure it's hugely unpopular among a lot of what would be the Biden voter base as well. So, yeah. And that's the other thing with Ukraine. Now, this funding will ensure that they'll be able to fight probably at least through the election, and that doesn't become a huge issue for the administration. So anyway, let's go to the phones this morning. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Hey, I want to tell you about this. In 1929, you know, when Herbert Hoover took over the presidency, mm-hmm. he was a Republican, and 6 months later the Depression started. There's nothing anyone can do to stop what's coming.
You're right.
Not anything. And so what happened was Herbert Hoover got the blame for the Depression. Even it was, in my opinion, it was, you know, it wasn't right. He didn't have nothing to do with that. And so anyway, because Herbert Hoover, a Republican, got the blame for the presidency, for the Depression, the Democrats took over the White House for the next 20 years.
That's true. Yep. You're absolutely right.
And so my fear is if Donald Trump did get to become president, which I intend to vote for him if I can, that the Democrats will blame the Depression that's coming on him.
Probably so. I wonder, though, with social media now so much more ubiquitous, if people would fall into that line, though, if they would just wholeheartedly accept that narrative. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand that, but I just don't know. I just thought that was, I, in my opinion, we're going to relive 29 to 45 again for the exact same reason.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
And, you know, something else too about this. If staying on current projected paths, that the interest rate on the debt we already owe right now is going to be $1.6 trillion a year. That's bigger than Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
and by next summer, it's going to be $2.5 trillion.
Mm. Goodness. It's staggering. I mean, it's beyond comprehension. And the people that have overseen this in Washington have completely sold us out. And you're right. It's coming, and when it happens, it's going to be... It's gonna be bad. I mean, I don't know what else to say. So,
But y'all have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So, you know, I'm not trying to sound gloom and doom and gloom, but I mean, you just got to pay attention to what's going on right now. So, All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was hearing about Miss Becky and everything, and she was a very nice person. And I just want to acknowledge and give my love to the family And if the world had more people like Miss Becky, it would be a better place and things wouldn't be like as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, about Mike Johnson, it's nothing that Mike Johnson can really do, no more than that other House Speaker did with those Democrats. What they're doing is disgraceful to the United States, and they stick together, and their intention is to destroy the United States and make it bad for whatever reason they're doing this. And everything that Joe Biden has done since he's been in the White House destroyed everything that Donald Trump had did to correct things from the other president. His whole intention in Obama was to destroy all that, just like they tried to destroy Donald Trump in 16 for winning the election, and still trying to destroy Donald Trump for no reason. It's a disgrace what's going on in the United States. But God is not asleep. And just like they behind trying to make it seem like they're concerned about women's right and women's choice and abortion, that's a lie. They're not concerned about women. They're not concerned about nobody but doing what they intend to do before they got in the White House. And people that love God and serve God, we all knew what the Democrats was going to do before they got in there. Yeah, they cheated. They took the election. They made changes in rules in the Democratic states. They did all kind of stuff. They had voting ballots, absentee ballots stocked up in the post office and baskets. They had them filled out all over the world. Anybody don't really know what's going on? You know what? They in the dark, and they not children of God, because the ones that love God and the Spirit speak to us, we know what happened. Donald Trump ain't crazy. And what he keeps saying about they took the election. Yeah, it is true. They got a picture called, a movie they made last year called Pony. Pony, how people was going back and forth, dropping ballots in those ballot boxes. Back and forth. They didn't know the camera was taking them, mm-hmm. but camera was on them. So what's going on and about what them Democrats stop doing anything to help the border? Obama said when he was running against the other Democrats, it was going to be a border siege. He said that.
Yep.
And what they're doing, letting all them people come in, is to help them try to win the election. It's going to be, let's say, House Speaker was Nancy Pelosi try to talk about Donald Trump talking about it was going to be a blood feast. They going to do it. They going to do it just like they did everything in 20 and 21. All the violence going on, all the killing going on, all the destroying businesses, especially those business that was small business. They did all that intentionally, and to say that it was behind Donald Trump. No, it wasn't behind Donald Trump. Black Lives Matter is an organization of the Democrats. They got money in the bank together. That Lisa that was head of Black Lives Matter, she said after the election was, they helped Joe Biden win the election. Now it's time for Joe Biden to pay up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, how people not hearing things and don't know what's going on? You know why? Because they're not really children of God. They're serving their father, the devil. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We appreciate her thoughts. We're going to take a break. Come back with more of your calls right after this.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate,
encourage,
empower. be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Got a big day ahead of you? Then it's best to fuel up with some of Sinlaw's best at Bricado's Restaurant. Walk right in and just smell that home-style cooking. Place your order, take a seat, and do breakfast right. Till 9:30 this morning, get fresh biscuits, eggs any way you like them, melt-in-your-mouth pancakes, grits, hash browns, sausage, bacon, even wraps and sandwiches. And don't forget their fresh brewed coffee. Bricado's Restaurant, 28 West, right across from the Coliseum. Your breakfast is waiting on you.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced U.S. taxpayer expense.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's TalkBack after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, we're back. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for waiting. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Barrister. How are you?
Upright and conscious.
Well, there's something to be said for that, that's for sure.
Well, especially now I can do them both at the same time.
There you go, multitasking.
Well, I was thinking, and you know what a dangerous pastime that can be.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. I don't quite understand the Republican resistance to supporting the Ukraine, because we are helping bleed Russia white with that war, and I strongly suspect that if Putin is... Was that a Freudian slip? No. I think I mispronounced his name. Then I don't think Putin is going to stop if he conquers the Ukraine. I think the polls are looking at him rather nervously.
Well, that's definitely one of the narratives.
Yeah. Appeasement only causes more problems than it ever solves.
So why is it only the U.S. that's footing the bill for this then? I mean, this is exactly what Trump talked about. The other countries of NATO never seem to put in their fair share. They expect America to do everything. I mean, the Babylon Bee had a good headline. They said America is funding border security for every country in the world except our own. And I think that's what people are mad about.
That's a valid point. But then why are we supporting Israel and Taiwan?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody else is that I'm aware of.
Right. And that's what I think is the issue, is Americans are looking at our country going, guys, guys, you're allowing this mass illegal immigration that is bringing crime and drugs and fentanyl and is resulting in tangible deaths to American citizens. And you won't protect our border, but you're worried about the Ukrainian border? I'm not saying to not be worried about their border.
Well, we're worried about the Taiwanese border, and those are two completely different issues.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing stopping protecting our borders other than the will not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
This is what's going on down there is purposeful. The Democrats are importing new voters.
Absolutely, they are.
But, you know, it's just, it seems to me that the money that we're spending to support the Ukraine and hurting Russia is money well spent.
And, you know, that I know people feel that way. So how do you feel about the waving of the American flags? And I'm sorry, the Ukrainian flags. How did you feel about Congress waving Ukrainian flags after the vote was taken?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
There's only one flag we should be waving.
Exactly.
Then again, who's doing the waving? Democrats.
Yep.
I suppose there is a lesson to be learned there somewhere.
I think so. So, all right. Well, thank you for your call this morning. Well, it's good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well.
One day at a time.
Yes, sir. Like all of us. Appreciate you.
You have a good one.
Yes, sir. You too. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
You know I was going to call.
Yeah. What's up?
You feel like me today, Charlie Brown?
Should we just start calling Mike Johnson Lucy?
Lucy. Yeah, Lucy and the whole bunch, huh? You know? I mean, what'd I tell you when he got in there, huh? I say he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He ain't going to be no different than the rest. Kind of people he hard on. Hey, look, when I tell you it's ceasing to rain, look out the window. It don't matter what it looks like outside. Go roll the windows up. It's going to rain. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. Okay? Yeah, it don't matter what the weather looks like. When I tell you, I know these people, you know? I mean, he ain't no different than the rest of them. It's pretty sad that the Democrats are going to keep his job. The Democrats is going to keep him in power, huh?
Right.
Now, what does that tell you?
Right.
I mean, yeah. It's like, we done for. Trump can win or lose. Trump's not going to win, all right? If he does win, it's going to be total anarchy in this country. I'm going to vote for him if it's him and Dumbo there. Yeah, I ain't got no choice. But I never vote. I never stoop that low to vote for a Democrat. I can't, okay? But anyway, the abortion idiots. But if he does win, it's going to be bad. It's going to be total anarchy. I mean, they're not going to tolerate it. Look what they're doing. They had to close one of them virtual learning in one of them colleges because what they're doing to the Jewish students there. That's ridiculous in this country, you know? And it's going to be bad. You know, Daddy said it would. I was 12 when he told me that. So just keep your powder dry and, you know, do what you're going to do. But now, look, we got to worry about the Chinese going to hack our systems. Did you see that in the paper? Or no, not the paper. The news?
Yes, yeah. That was coming out. Like didn't get a lot of play because it was sort of was breaking on Friday. But the federal government is warning that the Chinese are going to be hitting a lot of our infrastructure, water systems, electrical grids, things like that. So
it's going to shut it all down. They cut the electricity off. That's it. Everything's run by that. All right. You know, that powers, you ain't going to have no natural gas. You ain't going to have no water. You ain't going to have nothing. You know, tell Greg Walker he better get his rain barrels like me, you know, and hope it rains, you know, and thinking about getting more, but get you a water purifier, too. But it sounds funny, don't it? It sounds funny, you know, and to think the crazy old man down there on the road is nuts. But, you know, I got the garden I'm looking at, and if we got to take turns sitting up night with the double barrel watching it, well, that's what we're going to do, you know. But it's pitiful. You know, 20 years, 30 years ago, I never would have thought like this, you know?
I know.
I mean, even as bad as it was in the 90s, and I never would have thought like this. But it's like, you have got to be kidding me. And which really, the people of this country have sold themselves out. I can't explain it. We don't have enough time. But it's like, for what? I mean, look what you're doing to this country, you know? And then they're shouting, long live Hamas or something like that, or we support Hamas. at these colleges, you think you want that here. You think you do, you know, because I know what's going to happen to me. Well, they're going to have to kill me. You know, I see it. I mean, but them, you're going to bow to them and bend to them. Then they're going to cut your head off, you know. But I don't know. It's, hey, it's all working out. You know, I mean, of course, it's written. You know, it's going to happen, you know. I mean, everything you read and you see it now is written. Just go read the book. It's going to tell you, you know. But I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer. But, hey, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's as plain as day. And I don't know. But, you know, what I say, cut the aid off to them. Quit. Build a wall around, a virtual wall around this country with your defenses, your military. You know, you go, but you don't come back. And nobody comes, period. You know, we take care of ourselves. But what they're doing, they're letting all these people here, they want them for votes. And the rich people, the rich Republicans, they want them for the cheap labor, you know? Mm-hmm. So what happens to us? We get to support them. We get to, and we're going to feed them. Well, what's going to happen when we can't feed ourselves, much less feed them anymore? And it's getting that quick. But, hey, keep your powder dry, baby. Get you some seeds. Tell Nathan to get his garden. I hope he got it planted, man. I got potatoes. I'm going to let them go until they wilt. That's when you dig them, but man, they good. They look good. Tomatoes all in bloom. Snap beans, butter beans are up. So, anyway, looking good. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But just my little rant for the day. I couldn't wait to get home. Give y'all a holler. I was in the truck. I could hear y'all go out there. Oh no, I got an amen to that lady that called a while ago. You know, I like to hear her. You know, yeah. I hope she listened. But you know, to me. But I amen to what she said. Everything. So,
yes, sir.
But y'all have a good day, man.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We'll take another break.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Verizon Communications lost fewer wireless subscribers in the latest quarter than it did a year ago. And as more customers opt for its premium plan, the company says it is on track to meet its financial guidance and deliver positive consumer postpaid phone net adds for the year. Insurance company Chubb wants to cover your pets, too. It's buying pet insurance provider Healthy Paws from management consulting company Aon. No price was released, but Chubb says Healthy Paws currently serves more than 500,000 dogs and cats in the U.S. Clothing retailer Express has filed for bankruptcy protection, and while it plans to close 95 of its 500 stores, it also has received an offer from brand manager WHP Global and mall landlords Simon Property and Brookfield Properties to purchase the company's operations and most of its stores. Stock futures are higher ahead of the bell. Steve Potisk, Bloomberg Radio.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
You know, all that rain we got over the weekend? It's going to bring us a beautiful week. Good morning. Our forecast calling for sunny skies today. Afternoon highs near 70 degrees. A northeast breeze at about 5 to 10. Tonight, clear skies. Still cool. Down to 44 for the overnight low. Enjoy it while we can. Sunny skies for our Tuesday with the afternoon highs near 77. Sunshine remains with us now through the end of the week. And that's your forecast from the Cinelaw Broadcasting Weather Center. I'm Dave Gratian. Currently 49 degrees in Cinelaw. The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we're back here on this Monday, and let's go back to our phone calls. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning. It's me again.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to ask everybody to pray. Don't talk about Mike Johnson. He wouldn't be in that White House if God didn't put him there. But them crooked Democrats, they blackmailing people. They are threatening people. And if you don't go along with them, they'll destroy your life. Fox News, that journalist that they got rid of, I don't know what color he was, but he sounded like he's black. They got rid of him because he was talking about things and putting it in the open about the Democrats. What they did, they got rid of him. They got rid of him. But he's on 91.7. He come on every day. He got his show from 12 to 1. And then this lady, 2 weeks ago, CNN, the owner, they went in that lady's office and ramshacked all her files and took stuff and everything while they locked her outside. Locked her outside while they went through her files and everything because somebody was getting ready to tell some information.
They got rid of her. Catherine Herridge, I believe. Yeah.
And then it's another one that they put on probation for 2 weeks. You know what he said? Forget a probation.
Yeah.
He resigned.
That's the NPR journalist. Right. Right.
It's so much crookedness and dirt going on, yep. And people don't know the half of what's going on because you know why? All those news stations, CNN, Fox News, and all of them cable stations, they only putting on the news what they allow them. Mm-hmm. But let me bless y'all with some information today. I love 104.9 since I started listening at it about 3 years ago. But I love 91.7 FM, American Family Association, American Family Radio, 91.7 for Cinelaw.
Okay.
If you don't live in Central Louisiana, download it. American Family Association. That's what they are. And that's what you become when you listen at 91.7 or American Family Radio. You become a part of the family, a part of God's family. It is a Christian radio station. Don Wallman was the founder, but he died in December. He started protesting against Playboy books being in the stores at the cash register in 73.
Okay.
He was a child of God.
Thank you for the call. Just would ask, we don't really want to promote other radio stations here on our station. So thank you for your loyal listenership here to Talk Back on KSYL. But I know it kind of drives our management nuts when people call in to talk about another. I even resist myself because, you know, I don't listen 100% only to our stations, but I try to resist promoting the other ones because I get it. You know, we're building a listenership here. But, ma'am, thank you for your call. Once again, we always appreciate your thoughts. We'll take another break.
If you'd like to get in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
In Senlaw, keeping your lawn looking great can be a real challenge. And that's why folks have been choosing our locally owned and operated company, Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Promo can also be your local choice for fence installation and new landscape installs. And they're real pros about it, too, offering free estimates and financing for those bigger jobs, residential or commercial. Bring your vision to life with Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Call 318-452-6265.
Swimming pool season will be here before you know it. And now is the time to call A1 Pools and schedule your beautiful new in-ground pool installed in your backyard. Oh, I can see the sunlight sparkling off the water now. And you can get your new pool heated and you can get it cooled too. Call A1 Pools today for a free quote. 318-449-2093. Financing is available. Hey, swimming pool season is on its way, so call A1 Pools now. 318-449-2093.
Every child deserves to be fed. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYL, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
All right. So that was on Meet the Depressed yesterday, where they were going through this polling, and in every kind of measurable stat, Trump holds a pretty significant edge over Biden when it comes to record, competence, and all of these sorts of things.
Well, what struck me is, you know, the numbers on mental health. I think that Biden's number was only like 25% or something crazy. Here's what was interesting to me, though, on all of the shows. So I watch ABC, NBC, and Fox, and not one of them brought up the president talking about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. They didn't. I thought that had been Trump. That would have been the lead-in. Yeah. None of them touched it with a 10-foot pole. And what was even more shocking to me, I did not realize until the weekend that he did that twice in the same day. I only saw the clip from the steelworkers, but evidently earlier that day he'd been at some memorial and made the same comments.
Wow.
And so the fact that nobody, when they're talking about mental health, would bring up this issue.
Wow. That is amazing.
Of confusion. To me, that was one of the top stories of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets back to the conversation, and I think the Republicans aren't driving this enough. If he wins, are you ready for Kamala to be your president?
Yeah. Because that's going to be the reality.
That is going to be the reality.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I thought with the mental health, they completely avoided that topic.
Of course they did. They're not going
to spot. Or how confused he looked going to buy a milkshake at the Wawa store in Pennsylvania. I mean, it was crazy.
And he stopped at one of the gas station convenience store Sheets. And nothing, no response, no welcome, no applause. And then yesterday they announced that Sheets is being sued by the Justice Department for their hiring practices because they actually check people's criminal records. And they said that that's racist, essentially. So, wow, what a strange coincidence.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It every day you just read something else. You're like, golly. So, all right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. Thank you. I know everybody's talking about a lot of different things, and I appreciate everything, but I'm trying to keep my head above water. I just was thinking about when Mike Johnson went and meet with Trump, was it last week?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you think there was discussion about getting this legislation through and whether it would have been a good thing in a strategic long term for the election to go ahead and get it through or to try to resist it. And I think if you're going to hang your hat with Trump, you have to kind of believe that they did discuss things like that and that they kind of made a mutual decision to go ahead and let it go through. And maybe from a playing chess in a long term in the election. I just wonder if y'all had any comments about that.
I actually read on Twitter somebody had floated that idea that they think Trump actually did tell him to push through with this. So your theory there is actually gaining some credibility that people think that was the case. So now I haven't seen that really confirmed, but...
But you have to think that it was probably discussed, and it happened. So yes. I'm thinking that if we support Trump, we kind of have to maybe support his decisions, even though we don't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'd rather do that than kind of yell about the sky falling too wild.
Right. Right.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, too. Just kind of looking on Twitter here, somebody posted a clip from February where Trump declared his support for giving $60 billion to Ukraine in the form of a loan that they don't have to repay. And actually, Johnson put that provision in the funding bill. So I think there's more and more credibility to the notion that Trump was also in support of this as well. So...
Was the loan, though, in the Ukraine bill, or was it in that bill that did not make it to the floor? There were four bills originally.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. So.
And I'm not either.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to another call. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. On a little different tone, mm-hmm. I agree with everybody's comments have certainly been on target, and I certainly agree with them completely. The Democrats are like a misguided missile. It's so sickening for what you see happening, and hopefully somehow or other a clean bill. Of course, Democrats evidently under Biden's tutelage would not support a border sensible border bill, but maybe there can be a forthcoming bill for the border to get it in order. At any rate, it's a very complex, disgusting scenario. I also was curious, is there any information about the symphony on the river? That was canceled, obviously.
They moved it down to Coughlin Saunders, actually.
Pardon?
They moved it inside that night to Coughlin Saunders.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I wonder how you learn this stuff.
I mean, that's usually pretty standard. Anytime there's like an outdoor event scheduled, they usually have that as a backup plan. Whether it be, you know, sometimes you've had events that are moved into convention hall, but with the symphony, you know, Coughlin Saunders is usually where they'll back up to. Because, yeah, I saw Jimmy Sawtelle called earlier. He had posted about going to the concert. Sounds like it was a pretty good one.
Oh, wanted to stop by ideally after a Lions Club meeting or convention, but all dark, well, raining. But I never heard. I don't know how you really know that something, a big thing like that's been moved. It's curious.
Yeah.
So, and I couldn't find anything on any of the news stations' postings. So,
well,
anyway.
they did post it on their Facebook page. I'm looking at that right now. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I don't bother with Facebook.
Yeah, I got you. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you. We'll come back with more.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Your home is your biggest investment. It protects your family. And your roof is the first line of defense against Mother Nature. When damage occurs, Hahn Roofing will perform free inspections for residential and commercial customers and will give you a quote right on the spot. At Hahn Roofing, we provide only the best materials along with expert installation, reducing the risk of damage.
Do you have storm damage? Who can you trust? Hahn Roofing, an Owens Corning Platinum Contractor.
Have a Class A or B CDL? Want to drive a local route every day? If you said yes, then you're who we're looking for. Waste Connections of Alexandria, Natchitoches, and Lafayette is hiring drivers with CDL license. You'll get competitive wages, paid vacations, a company stock program, a 401k with company match, medical, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance, and a local route with you at home with your family every night. Apply now at wasteconnections.com/employment. That's wasteconnections.com.
The Greenhouse presents Pets in Heat. Now, I'm not talking about pets in heat, but your pets in Louisiana's summertime heat. Just think about this. 6 minutes is all it takes for a pet to die in a hot car. Certain breeds have more tolerance, but some will die in 6 minutes. Please don't chance it. And if your pets spend the day outside, make sure they have both shade and water.
The Greenhouse.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
I agree. Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan was a war hero. But the Pentagon says, for unknown reasons, the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean. Both engines failed at low altitude. Why is President Biden saying he was shot down? There's no evidence of that. And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That's a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look, I'm not, we should not make jokes about
it's
this.
Not, President Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line, it's for a laugh. It's for a funny statement. And he takes this very seriously. His uncle, who served and protected this country, lost his life serving. And that should matter. You have a president that lifts up our U.S. troops, our American veterans, every day, who thinks about them, who actually thinks they're all heroes, and they are. And you have a former president who disrespects that, who doesn't honor that. Said it as president, suckers or losers. That's what he said.
I don't know that I've ever seen a more incredible liar.
I've never seen anybody be able to spin with such a straight face. And I saw that press conference on Friday, and I actually DVR'd Saturday Night Live because I figured they've got to lampoon the exchange between her and Peter Doocy. And then, of course, it was a rerun. Mm-hmm. But yeah. That was a horrible exchange. I mean, I thought that the deflection was brilliant. She didn't even... Well, no, he loves veterans. This is what... You're missing the point. Yeah, nothing to see here.
Let's ask the families of the soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan how much he loves them. All right. Phones again. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, John Guitar here.
Yeah, John. Yes, sir. Good morning.
I've seen that Biden was really against the weapons that they use in Israel to knock down the Scuds and all that coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the '80s, Reagan was starting all up, Star Wars and all that, and he's got egg on his face now. Old Biden does because. That stuff works good over in Israel at defense.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they have an incredible defense system.
But anyway, it's going bad. They got all the Palestinians around New York, about thousands around here today.
Mm.
And it's crazy, man.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're talking about what's going on at Columbia University, which is a bunch of entitled, spoiled, rich brat kids. That have no idea how the real world works.
Right. I guess we're going to be bad on Israel now. They're going to start doing against them, taking something from them.
Yeah.
The army there because they got bombed today.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy, man.
It is. It is.
One of our best friends in the world there is Israel, and he's going against them.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, but his voting base is increasingly upset about how he's handled things. So just always look at the political show because that's really ultimately what it's all about. But, man, what's going on? It is crazy. So anyway, there's the music. We're out of time. The show went quick today.
It sure did.
So we got more tomorrow. By the way, Matt Ritchie normally would be on tomorrow, but he is actually checking out his son's state tennis meet. So... He'll be on Thursday instead. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone, and we'll talk with you on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Talkback. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored.